Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News on this chilly Monday morning. Happy to be with you all week long here on the Morning News, getting up early with you. Happy to do it. And thankfully, you know, being in COVID quarantine over the last week or so, there's plenty to watch on TV, even when the Vikings look awful. And some, right, Matt? Matt Rausch is with us, TV insider. Something caught my eye, Matt. Another one of these live, before a live studio audience sitcoms, where it's kind of a double one, right? It's Different Strokes and Facts of Life.
They started this a couple of years ago with recreations of classic episodes of shows like All in the Family, where you take stars from today and you have them inhabit roles that were, you know, indelibly portrayed by stars of the past. And most of these are from the Norman Lear camp, so it's like Norman Lear and Jimmy Kimmel and a few others are involved in these recreations. But this one has a bit of a twist. What they're doing, the Facts of Life and A Different Strokes, these are two family comedies which had a lot of child actors in them, and the child roles are now being played by adults. So with Different Strokes, which has John Lithgow playing Conrad Bain's part of Mr. Drummond, you've got Arnold, the role that made Gary Coleman famous. Arnold is going to be played by Kevin Hart, of all people, and Willis is Damon Wayans. So what you talk about, Willis? Well, it's Damon Wayans playing the part. And then over on The Facts of Life, which was about these four girls in private school, those young girls are now being played by adults. Jennifer Aniston is taking on the role of Blair. That's pretty epic right there. And Catherine Hahn, one of my favorite scene stealers, is Joe. Gabrielle Union is taking on the part of Tootie, which made Kim Fields famous. And Alison Tolman is Natalie. And the twist also on that is that Mrs. Garrett, the house mother, who was played for so many years by Charlotte Ray, that role is now going to a woman by the name of Ann Dowd, who, if you have ever seen that Handmaid's Tale, she just scorches the screen as the hideous Aunt Lydia. So having this very serious actress playing Mrs. Garrett as Charlotte Ray, I imagine she can really ham it up too. So this is either going to be brilliant or it's going to be a train wreck. I'm not exactly sure, but having these adult actors playing these kids' parts to sort of comment, I guess, on the shows of the past, it's definitely a twist on the sitcoms that a certain generation in the 80s in particular grew up watching.
You know, they've proven to be quite successful because everybody talks about it on social media. That's kind of a big win nowadays on any of these TV shows. If there's buzz on social media, whether it's for how good it is or how bad it is.
It's a stunt. So in that regards, you know, network TV kind of needs them because there's a sense that they're being left in the dust thanks to streaming and everything. So every once in a while, network TV can do something that gets us actually talking about them again.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned Catherine Hahn. You're right. She is so good, and I can't wait to see her. And then, but I was surprised. I was kind of waiting to see who was going to play Mrs. Garrett. And I can't believe it's that woman you were talking about. I forget her name already.
Yeah, Ann Dowd. She's awesome. Yeah, and she can do comedy as well. Any good actor can do comedy as well as drama, but she's basically known for drama. And if you've ever seen her on The Handmaid's Tale, she's just absolutely terrifying.
Sex and the City fans very excited for the sequel, the streaming sequel, and Just Like That.
Yeah, starting Thursday, HBO Max, which is the extension of HBO. Everybody who has HBO has HBO Max. They just have to stream it. This new series is going to premiere, Carrie Bradshaw is now in her 50s. So that's going to catch up with that crew, most of the crew anyway, Carrie and Charlotte and Miranda. But unfortunately, Kim Cattrall as Samantha, there was some kind of falling out, or for some reason or other, she's not part of the gang anymore, which is sort of a shame because Samantha was pretty much the comic engine of the show and certainly the sexiest beast of the four of them. Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to exactly deal with her not being part of the group anymore. But fans of Sex and the City have been very loyal to these characters, to watch them navigate New York City, the ups and downs of their lives. And they're a little bit more settled, I guess, now. One thing I will say is that I haven't yet seen episodes of this, which is rare for them not to send these episodes out in advance. Given how brutal the reviews were for the second Sex and the City big screen movie, maybe they're a little gun-shy. But nonetheless, the audience is there for them, and Sex and the City was a huge, huge transformative show for HBO. So in that regards, having them back for a new series, that's kind of a big deal for them.
Matt, always love the time. Where can we find your work?
TV Guide Magazine and TVInsider.com.
Very good. Matt Rausch, TV Insider, joins us every Monday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 7:56, traffic, weather, CBS News, and a local report from Radio's Al Schock on the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.